Wait for it, wait for it. Welcome to the BerlinBrigade.com podcast with your host, David Guerra.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome to episode 16 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. BerlinBrigade.com, Freedom's virtual outpost, and a podcast, too. And I am your host, David Guerra, former 60 Gunner, 3rd Platoon, Alpha Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry over at McNair Barracks. And I am so glad you could join me here today. This episode is going to be a little unique and different than past episodes, but I do hope you have a lot of fun listening, because trust me, I had a lot of fun putting this one together. Trust me, you'll find out. So let's get rocking. As of this recording, you know, we've crossed over the 3,400 entries in the registry, and it just keeps on growing. So hey, keep those registries coming in. Over the years, I love receiving emails from everybody, or those to tell me, hey, how they met up with old friends, they've reunited, new friendships have been forged, reunions have now just grown bigger and bigger. So there you go. If you haven't already submitted your information, please do so. You never know who's out there looking for you, and if you're looking for someone, same thing in return. So let's move on. If, you know what? If you didn't know by now, my family and I were back in Berlin. We went there this past November for the 20th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. We were there for a very long weekend, but believe me when I tell you it was not long enough. So if you would please indulge me the opportunity to give you a quick after-action review of the visit, and, you know, it would just be my pleasure to just talk about it, because, hey, I could talk about Berlin all day. I can tell you this, the donut kebabs were still as good, the bratwursts were also just as good as I remembered, and the Berliner Kindle was just as fantastic as always. While that remained the same, you know, there were some obvious changes. First of all, the wall's gone. I mean, it's gone. I guess near and dear to my heart and those of us that were based there, McNair. Talk about change. The buildings are still up. The entire barracks is undergoing an entire renovation, a complete renovation. And in the end, the name will change to Monroe Park. So they're letting go of the McNair Barracks or McNair altogether, and they're going to name it Monroe Park after Marilyn Monroe. It was, it was certainly bittersweet walking from the front gate. And just so you know, the guard shack is no longer there. But you can tell where they removed it, because the bricks there on the sidewalk are different. So I walked in from the front gate all the way to the back to the 6th Battalion area back there in an early November Saturday afternoon. And for a moment, I'm not kidding, for a moment, I could almost hear somebody yell, "The DBC!" But, you know, that just, it was just that kind of a day. You know, the memories came even more alive when I stepped into McNair's past, when I walked into the McNair Museum. The work that went into getting everything together at McNair Museum is to be commended. And I mean, they had a little bit of everything that ever went on. I saw some old friends in some photos. I recognized some familiar names and some of the documents that they had there. It was awesome. And so I want to give out my deepest thanks and greatest respect to those good people at the Initiative Kreis Berlin EV for their fine work with the museum. Keep it up. If you guys ever need anything, I'm telling you right now, just drop me a note. Drop me a note, you know, info@BerlinBrigade.com, podcast@BerlinBrigade.com, David G or whatever @BerlinBrigade.com. Just drop me a note. Let me know. I will. You guys did an awesome job. And folks, if you guys ever get a chance to get out there, I know some of you are going back next year in 2010. Get out there as soon as possible. Check it out. It's really a sight, a really neat collection. And, that's all I can say. It was awesome. Fast forward, that was a Saturday afternoon. Went down, walked past the four ring, and man, the memories that came from there. And we'll get some pictures of that up on the website here real soon. I know I meant to do it earlier, just the holiday, Thanksgiving got back. Thanksgiving, you know, one thing after another, life settles back in after a vacation, and, you know, you need a break from your vacation. But, it was awesome. Well, listen, let me continue on. Saturday night, I was in Berlin. I did what many of us did on Saturday nights in Berlin. Yep, went down to the Kudamm. To be on the Kudamm one more Saturday night. It was awesome. The old haunts were still very much active. Heck, there was even a fight at the Kudorf. But now it's the Q-Dorf, the letter Q, D-O-R-F. When we walked by, the Polizei were cleaning up the mess, and as we were leaving the AO, an ambulance arrived. So you know that it was a pretty good time to be had by all in there. And I'll tell you one thing. The only thing that was missing was the blue flashing lights of the British and US MPs, you know, out there in the street. And that really would have made the night complete there in front of the Kudorf. But seriously, we walked on down. We made it over to the Europa Center, and guess what we stopped at next? That's right, the Irish Pub. That place is still jumping. We went in for drinks, and it was still the same old Irish Pub at the base of the Europa Center. I mean, it looks the same. They've expanded the building. They bought out the little restaurant that was off to the side, the Rose or something like that. I forgot what the gentleman said it was. I went in there, and I talked to them earlier, so I'll get a picture of the inside there again online. Well, we sat down, we had some drinks. It was just nice to be back in the Irish Pub on a Saturday night. Well, as the night came to an end, we walked past the Kaiser Wilhelm Church, the Memorial Church, and we were on our way to the zoo station. But before we got there, we had to hit an Imbiss for something vom before heading on home to the apartment we were renting there in the vetting district. It was pretty cool. So, but the weekend wasn't actually over come Saturday night, early Sunday morning. You know, if you ever find yourself in Berlin and you regularly attend church services, I do recommend the American Church in Berlin. It's in an English service. Pastor Ben and the entire congregation really welcomed us, welcomed my family and I. My father-in-law was based at Clay Compound before he became my father-in-law. And he and his family members at the time were members of the American Church in Berlin when it was still in Zehlendorf, and it was just down there at that round church there, Girl Watchers Corner, right catty corner from Woolworth. Oh yeah, the Woolworth is still open for business. That surprised me. That was like, wow, the bus stopped and then we got out and it was still open for business. Unbelievable. So yeah, the Woolworth is still open. But again, I digress. A big thanks to Pastor Ben and everyone over at the American Church in Berlin. Do pay them a visit. It's great time and the great people there. Well, that was Sunday morning, and Sunday again was anything but lazy in Berlin. We headed on over to Potsdamer Platz and began our trek into former East Berlin. And talk about a surreal scene. I'm telling you, I was having problems getting my mind to realize that I was actually standing in front of the Brandenburg Gate. I'm standing there looking at it from the east side, and I just couldn't, it just wasn't sinking in. Eventually it all clicked and there I was, but it was truly something that I thought I would never see again. And surely not from the east side, but there it was. I mean, right in front of me. So again, it's one of those things you just have to experience. But you'll see if you head on over, or you've already been there. You know exactly what I'm talking about, and I know now how you felt. But let's see. The day went on. We went off. We checked out the rest of the east side of the city. We took the BVG's 100 bus and hit all the tourist sites. Now, here's something that they didn't tell us they told us ahead of time, which was really, really cool, really neat. The 100 and the 200 bus is the one you want, or the two buses you want, as they go and come back through all of the city sites, the Brandenburg Gate, Potsdamer Platz, the Unter den Linden. You know, they pass by all those embassies. Humboldt University, the German War Memorial. Remember that one with the East German officer cadets standing guard? Well, they weren't there anymore, but the building's still there. There were people still taking pictures. The Rotes Rathaus, that was there. We rode right by that. The Dom Cathedral, Museum Island, the Sisa Gala, so much more. The Victory Column. I mean, these buses. So trust me, you will, well, you get to go at your pace. You know, you sit on top of the double deckers, you go at your pace, and trust me, it sure beats paying the 10 to 15 euros for the tour that goes at its own pace. So really, it's up to you how you want to do that, but I really recommend the 100 and the 200 buses. Let's see. Oh, yes, the last time I saw the old East German Fernsehturm and the big tower and the walk across Alexanderplatz, it was under the watchful eye of the Vopos, the Stasi, and our Soviet allies. I mean, it was It was very interesting. But, you know, something else I didn't know until I got into Berlin and we got to talking with some of the locals. There were over 300 cameras covering Alexanderplatz at the height of the maximum camera coverage during the Cold War. Very interesting. I tried to find a camera so I can get a picture of it. The only cameras I saw were security cameras for the businesses that were there. Now, that got me thinking. I wonder if I can still get some of that old footage of me and my Class A's walking through Alexanderplatz. You know, not to be conceited, but just to prove to everyone, I guess, I once was that thin. But I digress yet again. Well, you know, when we got to the base of the Fersenturm, the most weird thing happened. I mean, I kid you not, the most odd sight during the entire visit in Berlin was seeing a Starbucks at the base of the tower. I'm not kidding. Yep, a Starbucks coffee shop. It was there. And I know because we went in there, we stood in line, I bought a latte, and I have the receipt to prove it. So it was there. So got to ride the trams, coming back into the apartment we were renting. Got to see the east side of Berlin, something, you know, that many had an opportunity to see. You know, majority of us took advantage of it, and some of us just hung out near the more popular spots because they were just as fascinating as well. But, I mean, we got to go to the far end of Berlin and east side of Berlin, and I got to see that world. And I'll tell you one thing, folks, that really hasn't changed much. The buildings still look the same, and that Soviet-style block buildings, those are still there. There's people living in them. Of course, they've done their own things to them, and they, you know, livened up the place. There is more color there, but for the most part, the buildings are still there. The city is still growing, so I can understand why they left them intact, so long as they were still functional and worked. But you can also see where they're coming in and they're removing old stuff to put in new stuff, and that is a very good thing. So you're still going to see a lot of construction. Probably not I wasn't there in the 90s, so I couldn't really say, but from what I've seen in photos and people have talked, the construction has kind of tapered off from what it was like in the 90s. So if you go there now, again, you're really going to see kind of maybe a different Berlin than there was in the mid to late 90s, early 2000s, or here in the earlier this first part of this first decade of the 21st century. So that leads us to Monday, November 9th, and what a day. It was a completely awesome day. It started with the Americans in Berlin Cinderella Stamps presentation at the Allied Museum, and trust me, it was my honor, my pleasure, it was my privilege to present those stamps to Dr. Helmut Trautnau, OBE, come to find out, Order of the British Empire. He is the director, or for the time being, or the remaining time, of the Allied Museum in Berlin. Apparently, I just read that he is stepping down. So, Dr. Trautnau, my best. It was very nice to meet you and everybody there at the museum. The place is outstanding. They have a fantastic collection that they've amassed over the years, and it's just amazing what they have there. And it's just, I can't say anything more. It's just they've done a fantastic job. And so, you know, please make the Allied Museum a must-see, along with the McNair Museum. Don't get me wrong, both museums. Make it a must-see when you visit Berlin. And I want to take a moment here and formally recognize and thank Mark Hooker for brokering the idea of allowing me to present the stamps in Berlin. It was a high point of my time since leaving Berlin. It's truly an experience I will never forget. It was truly a once-in-a-lifetime experience. That day and that presentation gave me an opportunity to convey to everyone that was present just how much the city and the citizens of Berlin meant to all of us that ever served in that city, myself included. And I thank you, Mark, Dr. Trautnau, everyone at the Field Station Berlin Veterans Group, everyone at the Allied Museum there in Berlin. Thank you very much. But, you know, all good things come to an end. The presentation was over. So, you know, headed back over to Oscar Erlinaheim and, had to stop there at the Imbiss, and it's still there. The place was redesigned. It's got a small dining area that's enclosed in glass, so no longer that open air where you just walk up to it. Now you actually have to open a door, come in. But trust me, on that cool Monday afternoon there in November on the 9th, and it was rainy out too, Trust me, the food was hot, delicious, and it was just a blast to eat there one more time. It's those little things that just kind of, you know, they take you back for just a moment. You know, you reconnect to your past, but you also know that, hey, the future's still here, and you can't, you have to accept it, and we do, and we move on, but we enjoy it, and we celebrate it, and we move on, and we move on. Well, then came the evening of November 9, 2009, and with that, well, I was joined with a very special friend that evening, and tell you what, here's a little quick interview that we did at the celebration.
Declared this to be World Freedom Day in 2001. Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay,
here, hey everybody, it's Dave Guerra of BerlinBrigade.com, and guess where I'm at? Yep, right here in the middle of Potsdamer Platz U-Bahnhof here in Berlin. And guess who's standing next to me? Inga, say hello.
Hi everybody, here's Inga aus Berlin. Herzliche Grüße aus Berlin.
That's right, we're here, and it's a little bit before 8:30 p.m. Central European time, November 9th, 2009, 20 years after the fall of the Berlin Wall. And I can now almost not just imagine anymore, almost see what it was like on that night 20 years ago. It's a sea of humanity.
It certainly is. It's overwhelming. It was an overwhelming experience then. It is an overwhelming experience now. It's great to have as many foreign guests here in the city who can enjoy it with us. And so we're just waiting for the big domino pieces to fall and for the fireworks to come up.
Yeah, and that's the neat thing is we're over here on the east side, and I do not have an east pass. So I don't know if I'll be in trouble in the morning or not. I highly doubt it. But, hey, it's good to walk around this east part of the city. And just if you haven't been back here since the wall came down, since everything's been reunited, and since we left Berlin, it certainly has, I can honestly tell you the Americans won. I'm looking here at this huge billboard, basically just a block away from the Bundesrat, and it says Windows 7, Touch the Future Now. It's an HP Microsoft billboard, and it covers like this huge building. I think I have a picture, and you might see it on the website. I got Balzac coffee shop across the street here. Karis Food Coffee. We've got,
Starbucks.
Yeah, Starbucks over there at the corner.
Dunkin' Donuts over there.
Yeah, there we go. I mean, it's like
Billy Wilder's an excellent, great the place to have cocktails and watch after the movies. There is Tony Roma's. So yes, Dave is right. We won.
Wow, this is insane. I'm telling you, this is if you guys should make it over here. It's awesome. Check in the site. Walk across East Berlin, or now the eastern part of the city. It is nice, and it's nice to just walk and stand where there was once was nothing, and to stand where there is now just thriving commerce and just people and moving, coming and going.
We are about, I want to say, maybe 500 meters from Checkpoint Charlie. That would be to our, what is it, southeast, right? The Brandenburg Gate is about, how far away is the Brandenburg Gate, maybe?
I don't know. I can see it from here.
Yeah, we can see it from here.
We can see it from here. It's, I'm looking at the sign, but I can't read the sign. Either 300 meters, I think that's what the sign says. It should be the top one there on top of Potsdamer Platz. Wait a minute, here we go. Brandenburg Tor, nope, 750 meters, just under a kilometer.
And there's the famous Holocaust Memorial right next to it. So when you're here at Potsdamer Platz, you're pretty much in the vicinity of everything. Friedrichstrasse, Checkpoint Charlie, the Brandenburg Gate, the Reichstag. So it's a nice little stroll. I mean, for if the rain stops falling.
Yeah, well, it looks like it's been a very light drizzle. It picked up a little bit, but now it's a very light drizzle. I think we can bring our umbrella down, but it's cold now. The wind is kind of starting to kick in, and it's been very interesting. And see what he got. Imbestands, they're still here. They moved in, and they're selling everything from fish to bratwurst, Glühwein, the whole nine yards. So Unbelievable. That's all I can say. I, you know, left here in 87, and it's been, always wanted to get back here, and now that I'm back, I'm glad I came back, and I'm glad I came back to be here on this day. Now I can ask myself, or I can ask others, where were you on the 20th anniversary of the fall coming, I mean, of the wall coming down?
And if you don't make it here next year for the 21st anniversary, you definitely have to be here in 2014 for the 25th anniversary, which also marks the 65th anniversary of the end of the airlift, and it also marks the 20th anniversary of the troop withdrawal from Berlin, from the Berlin Brigade.
Well, there we go. There you go. Looks like BerlinBrigade.com. I need to be doing something special here.
Absolutely, absolutely. We would look forward to it.
And hopefully the McNair, which now becomes Monroe Park, should be completed by then, hopefully. If they quit selling it to different owners, or just quit selling it. I think it's like they're in a third owners now.
More than that, yeah.
Well, I know the 6th Battalion area, I talked to the gentleman across the street, the little chapel. They bought that little chapel about 3 years ago. The gentleman told me that they're going to turn that into a Oberschule.
Okay.
Copernicus Oberschule, high school, and with a German-American focus. And so that's what's going on there. And that was for the entire 6th Battalion area. But I'm not too sure. It just could be the A Company and the headquarters company area. But still, and the clock tower was there, and it still said 4:30. So I guess somebody forgot to wind it.
That's not to be removed, actually. They have a little, I have to look it up. I don't know exactly what the title is. But it cannot be torn down. So it cannot. It's on the register of protected buildings.
Well, there you go. But about winding up that clock, though, I went up to the staircase. I looked up. I just could not find the key, so I didn't know how to wind up the clock there at the clock tower. So if anybody out there has the key, please send it over. They need to wind the clock. So we're going to take a break here, and we'll continue with the interview here in a couple of minutes. And, you know, unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to finish the conversation. We did have other conversations and stuff, but not that one that night. It was just too intense. A lot of great stuff was going on that evening. And it was truly a wonderful time to be there. Wonderful experience, family, friends, everybody. It was awesome. And everything was just a whirlwind. And unfortunately, I didn't get to meet everybody I wanted to meet. I tried to set some stuff up to meet with people. And unfortunately, just time just ran away. But hey, don't worry. I'm making plans to go back already. And a lot of great stuff. Catch up on with those I didn't run into this time. I will run into you again. And I definitely will definitely be there a little slower pace next time. A little bit longer, hopefully. And but we won't have the 20th anniversary right in the middle of the visit. So that's a good thing. I'm going to bring this to a close. And I'm going to take you back to Berlin. With some final comments and some thoughts and stuff that I had that last night. That right before we headed on over to Tegel to take the flight, the Big Bird, home. So again, back to Berlin. Wow, it has been an awesome adventure to be here in Berlin again. 22 years later, after I've left the city, de-roast out of there, or out of here now, I can say that, and back again. Wow, I'm here. It's Tuesday night, the day after the 20th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. And right now I am located up here at the corner of Müllerstrasse and Seestrasse. It's up in the Wedding District. Wow, it's just been awesome. This city has totally changed on the inside, but on the surface it's still the same old Berlin that we remember. I'm looking at all these new young faces, and it's like they don't, you know, it's just interesting knowing that they'll never have a time, or they'll never know that the wall existed in their life. They'll never have that feeling of knowing that, hey, they could get shot just by approaching a wall. They'll never have the feeling of being in an occupied city. They'll never know what it's like to have your every move watched and scrutinized and reported and jotted down and filed away for some later purpose. It's been awesome. But now, you know, like all good things, we got to round things out. We got to close things up. So until next time, this is Dave Guerra at BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you on the other side.
Sergeant Major, dismiss the brigade!